place, a new home for a while. Let me feel alive. Nothing to hold me back. Take my time. Just enjoy.
Hi. I am Imani Riggs, and I created this safe space to share my story, my truth while on a journey to self-acceptance, self-love, and self-expression, and figuring out what truly makes me happy, to show others that it is safe and possible to do so. We are healing together, so grab a notebook, a pen, and maybe some tissue. This is Letters to Myself. This is my story. Hey y'all, it's been about 3 months and I think it's time to record another episode. So I've been avoiding making this episode because I think I'm going to be emotional. Since my last episode, so much has just changed. My last episode was January 22nd and it is now April 2nd. It is my birthday month. This month I will be turning 24, and let's see, where do I want to start? So again, as a reminder, this is my verbal diary because I want to be able to look back and just see all my growth, especially being that my purpose of my podcast is to document my healing journey. And right now I am definitely like in the middle of that. And so with that being said, let's do a little update of what's been happening since January. So like I said, my last episode was January 22nd, and since then, I want to say probably like the 26th or so, I applied for a job. I got the job, and I've been working since February 1st. Love the job, and I love that for me. Y'all already know if I don't like a job, I'm not working. So with that being said, the bag has been secured. I haven't even been braiding. Like, since I've been working, I probably did 3 heads at max. So it's definitely been a transition. I'm in the gym, and I'm in the gym consistently. So my word for this year has been commitment. So I knew anything I did this year was going to be a commitment. So one thing was the job, and now it's the gym, and I have been loving the gym. And I want to say I've been in the gym since February as well. I want to say like February 27th ish, maybe like a week before. But I love the gym. I love being able to go work out. I love being able to push myself to levels I didn't think I could go, in a sense. So yeah, love the gym, love that for me as well. What else? I got a new car. My husband and I, we got a second car. That is fun. Let me see. I know there's a lot that I'm gonna talk about, but I'm trying to see the update here. Job, car, gym. I'm in therapy now, y'all. I'm going to therapy once a week right now. It's going really good. I like being able to talk to somebody. And like I told my therapist at the last session, I feel like I'm very self-aware. So it's not that I don't feel like I need therapy, but it's more so me having conversations with her and her just confirming what I already think, and just having somebody else hold me accountable that's not my family, somebody that I don't know on a day-to-day basis. So I'm in therapy and it's going really good. I only had about 5 sessions. I missed my last session, so that's that. What else? I don't know. I feel like life. Oh, I'm in church. I got baptized. And I got baptized, I think it was March 11th. I got baptized, and I'm still feeling great about my decision. I'm committed to a church that's a great family, and I feel really good about that, because the last time I was in church was in 2018, so it's been years since I've physically been with a church community. So like I said, that commitment is kind of hitting strong. And I find that funny, because I tell my husband that when I'm outside of the house working, I'm outside the house, like, it's either all or nothing. I'm either at home doing nothing, stuck in the house, not going out the house, or I'm either going out the house and I'm always out the house. Like, there is no in between. Like, I come home, out the house, come home. No, it's either I'm always out or I'm always home. So my life right now is cranking up that car and being on the go. My daughter starts school this year, and I'm so, like, I'm happy, but I'm also really, like, sad. I'm sad because my daughter turns 4 2 days before my birthday. And that's, like, I just feel like I just was in the hospital or telling my parents that I'm pregnant. And here I am signing my daughter up for school, signing her up for after school program. Like, I'm not ready. Like, this month, I may just cry every day, because like having a 4-year-old is wild. What else? I don't know. I guess we'll try to start getting into the topic. I feel like my topic for this episode is to not give up. I think I've been kind of avoiding this episode because I know I'm going to get emotional. I feel like the tears are already rolling, but if I could tell myself anything, it was to just not give up. Like, life is hard, and realistically, life is hard for everyone, no matter what season you're in, whether it's a good day, bad day. Life can be really hard, and when life is hard, it feels like the whole world is like crumbling down. But don't give up. And I say that to say, like I said, this month I turned 24, and when I was 15, I don't even think I could just picture myself turning 24, and yet I'm 18 days away from 24. And I feel one, very blessed to be able to say I'm turning 24, but to know right now on my healing journey that I'm able to actually feel emotions or feel just grounded here on earth and be able to like feel, like just feel, I guess, is amazing. Because I remember just going through life and trying to make it to the next hour of the day, and now I'm just comfortable, you know. And I'm not even gonna say just comfortable, but you know, I'm content, shall I say. And had I given up, I would not be here. And so right now, this episode is like, it's for whoever listening, but it's definitely for me, because I don't know, I just feel like the last 2 weeks have been hard, but I feel like it hit hard just because I've been having such a high winning streak. So like, when them difficulties come, it is so, it's kind of, what do I want to call it, it's kind of intimidating, especially when everything's, you know, just been going good. So I don't know, let's talk. So when it comes to my healing journey, I'm definitely not all the way healed, hence the healing not healed. We're still working on, you know, the healing part, but I can say I've made progress. I've made progress as an individual, and I'm happy where I'm at now. One of the things I'm most happiest about is that I feel like I'm working on my voice, and half of that is solely because of this podcast. And with that being said, me having this podcast has given me a voice that I just, you know, I talk about having a voice for my daughter, and that's solely being able to speak up for my daughter. But I finally feel like I'm in a place where I can vocalize my feelings. I'm able to, if somebody hurt my feelings, I'm able to, you know, we're working on putting up those boundaries and being able to say, you hurt my feelings, or I don't like the tone that you're using with me, or just being able to say like, hey, this week isn't a good week for me and I need to take a break. It's like having a voice to some is like, oh, I've been able to do this, but this is like a big win for me, because I've definitely been the type of person that's not confrontational, so I wouldn't speak up in a lot of situations just out of like not wanting to cause that confrontation, even though I knew that it meant me getting the shorter end of the stick. And so my voice have been being used, and I'm excited to see where it takes me. And so I'm happy about that. Like, I want to definitely give myself a pat on the back for that. And a part of my healing is that with me being able to use my voice, I've been able to break a generational curse within my family. And it was something that I knew was gonna cause controversy, and even still, like, only few in my family know about it right now, but I know it may still cause some. But to know I was able to speak up and tell people, you know, who mattered the most about the situation, I feel like a world has been lifted off my shoulders. Like, that's one less thing that I have to like focus on, like, to my day-to-day, you know, task. So I'm happy about that. Love that for me. What else? I don't know. I just feel like that don't give up. Like, I feel like it goes into so many different things. Like, I can talk about how, like, don't give up on wanting a job that can make you happy. Like, now the job that I'm at, I love it. I get to work with kids. I get to be, you know, an adult in their life. You know, as a kid growing up, I felt like I had adults there. I had people that loved me. But when it came to being able to use my voice, I didn't have that in a way that I wish I could have. And so now, me being an adult and being able to like let other little girls use their voice and teach them about boundaries, teach them how to like stand up for themselves, is something that's big for me. And I love that I get to be in that position. And I knew, like, I remember telling my mom when she was like, you know, do you want to do a work from home job? Or my husband asked me the same thing. I'm like, no, that's not what I want to do. And so I didn't settle for that, and I just waited. And the opportunity presented itself when I saw my friend, her mom posted her on Facebook. So I texted her, I was like, hey, is your job hiring? And she was like, yeah, they are. And so, like, she sent me the link and whatnot, and I applied. And at first I got denied, and I was like so discouraged about it. And she was like, no, if they don't hire you, you know, they're the ones that's missing out. But then she went and, you know, did her little magic, and like, I'm there now. Had I given up, I probably wouldn't even have checked my email later on to know, you know, I got a response from them. So like, that's like one of them examples, like, don't give up, keep going. Today is hard, but like Glorilla say, that's why we love tomorrow, you know. Like, don't give up. And I don't know, I just, today is hard, but tomorrow, like, it's a new day, you know. And then that's one of them things that right now I'm trying to focus on. I'm trying to focus on just living for today and not focusing on what tasks I have to complete tomorrow, because today has enough worry, you know, for just today, where you don't have to drag that on for tomorrow. And I'm learning also to let the past be the past. If it's something that I cannot control, or if it's out of my control, to not let it dwell on my heart. And so, like I said, that healing process is so many different phases. And I feel like right now I'm in a phase of acceptance. I went through the phase of like being angry and wanting, like, I was just mad. Like, I wanted like pure revenge. And I remember just like being so mad, like I cried out of anger. Like, I wanted to, like, I don't know, I just had so much hate, and I had to pray that out of my heart, because I know, like, I'm not a hateful person. But when you're in pain, you want others to feel that pain, especially if it's somebody else that caused that pain. And so, like, that's one of the reasons I could not upload. I was like, I know if I upload, I'm uploading out of a place that's not genuine. And that's one of the reasons I also had to kind of like isolate myself. But let me tell y'all how God works. God was using me. And like I told my husband, like, in the midst of me healing, like, so much has just happened. But like, when I first started my healing journey, he had me not working. And I was just like sitting at home with the kids, you know, tending to the kids, tending to like the motherly, the wifely duties. And I remember when like the pain first emerged, and at first, like, I was kind of confused as to like, why me, you know? And so like, after that confused like came and like sat on my heart, it just became like anger. And I remember like talking to the person and God being, well, talking to the person, and then later on, I had to like help the person. Like, regardless of like what me and that person talked about, I had to like be the person to help them. And I was like, God, like what do you mean I have to help this person? Like, this person hurt me. Like you can't be for real, you know? And so I was just like crying about it. I was like, it's not fair that I have to help them. But God is like, no, like, there's a bigger picture, you know? And so like, it was like, you know, I don't want to be that confrontational person, but I had to cause the confrontation, because it's like one of them sayings, like, when it rains, it storms, and like, once the storm clears, you know, the flowers, the sun, the grass, like, all of it is beautiful. And I feel like that's how my life is right now. Like, when it started storming, it was storming. And like, in that moment, kid you not, it was so easy to give up. Like, it was so easy to just be like, this is not what I want to do anymore. And when I say I feel grounded, I mean that in like, God had me anchored to the ground, because there's no way I could be right here, like, having a like verbal diary. You know, if it wasn't for God, me being baptized at 23 is nothing but God. Like I talk about my kids all the time, like it is wild to me that this month I turned 24 and I am somebody's mom, I am somebody's wife. Like, it is wild to me that somebody other than my mom cares about me, thinks deeply of me, like wants me to be in their life simply because it's who I am, you know. And it just mind blowing because, like, with me being on like the journey of healing, like I'm now introducing myself as somebody that's different, you know. Like, I am not the same person that I was when I was 15. You know, I don't even think I'm the same person I was when I was 21. And here I am turning 24. Like, growth and change is something that you cannot avoid change. And that's crazy to me because my pastor was talking about, like, our whole series from February to March was change. And he was just talking about, like, if you're going to grow as a person, if you're going to be a human, or if you're going to just be on this planet, you're going to have to change. Change is bound to come. And I really do feel like as a person, I have changed so much. Like, I even feel like I probably changed since me first starting my podcast. And I can say that because when I first started my podcast, I used to like write out my full script and read it word by word. And here I am 21 minutes into my video, podcast, and I'm just talking to y'all. Like, I've been talking just off my mind. Like, whatever comes to my thoughts is what y'all getting right now. Like, this is 100% like genuine and raw. Like, I don't even know if I'm gonna edit it, but like, you cannot avoid change. And I think that was something I genuinely knew I had to accept one day, because I knew, like, if I wanted to get better mentally, you know, things were going to change. Like, realistically, like, if I'm not happy about something, there has to be that change in there somewhere, you know. And so, I don't know, I'm just changing. And like, my tears that I'm crying aren't tears because I'm sad. It's just happy tears, you know, because like I said, like, the fact that I turned 24 this month, I'm telling y'all, like, I'm not supposed to be here. And I say that in a place of just remembering how, like, at one point I was so depressed, I was so angry at the world. I was just like, I knew there was something I wanted to say, but I just, you know, I couldn't get it out. Like, and to know I'm out here, I'm an inspiration to others, you know. Like, people tell me that I helped them. People tell me that, like, I'm the reason that they're still here, you know. And I'm just like, you know, that's crazy, because while I'm helping you, I'm ready to, like, you know, like, I don't even want to be here no more. So, like, that's, I don't know, God. I truly give all credit to God, because I don't know, like, I'm blessed, to say the least. Like, like, when it comes to, like, suicidal thoughts or just not being happy, that doesn't live in me anymore. And I had to pray about it, because we are mind, body, and spirit. And so, being happy, being sad, being mad, feelings that we feel are spirits. And, you know, being sad, being angry, I don't want that attached to me anymore. I want to be somebody that is happy, that is full of joy, that's grateful, you know. I had to pray that, I literally had to pray and ask God to remove that anger out of my heart. I had to ask God to remove insecurity from me. I had to pray and just ask God to give me strength, you know, because mental health, it is a battle, and it is so easy to like be drawn to that. And at a certain point, you have to change. You have to want more for yourself. And so one day you just gotta wake up and be like, okay, I'm tired of dealing with this. Like, I'm tired of not taking care of myself, you know, and I'm tired of getting this from somebody, or I'm tired of putting up with this. I'm tired of this and the third, and I know that I want more. And I finally reached that point of just being genuinely happy. And like when I was talking to my therapist, she was like, do you have affirmations? And so one of my affirmations that I tell myself now as an adult is that, like, I tell myself that I'm safe, that I'm whole, that I'm like, I'm okay. You know, like I have to remind myself, like, you're okay. And if you're not okay today, that is fine, but you're going to be okay tomorrow. Like, you're going to be fine. And I have to remind myself sometimes, like, when I'm stressed out, I have to tell myself just to breathe. Like, take a deep breath. Because what you're stressing about today could be a non-factor tomorrow. You know, like, God already have everything worked out. And it's like, it's having that faith. That's what keeps me grounded. And so, excuse me, my mom, she tells me a lot that, like, I keep her grounded, but I have to remind her, like, you literally named me Faith, you know? So, like, I am living, you know, I'm living through the name that you gave me at birth. Like, it is my birthright to have faith. And so, I don't know, I'm here, you know? And so when you come to a point of going through life, realizing that you're not just trying to get by anymore, that you're actually enjoying life, it is a relief. You start to notice the little things in life that matter. You start wanting to, like, forgive people, even if that means you know that you're never going to talk to that person again, even if that person didn't apologize, even if you know that person was wrong. Like, you want to forgive people just because, like, it's more to life. Like, why do you want, you know, why do you want to hang on to that? You start seeing people in a different light. Like, when I tell y'all, I knew that this year was gonna hit hard, but I had no idea that this year was going to hit like this. If I knew this year was gonna hit like this, I don't know, I probably would have had to prepare a little bit more. Like, right now, this season of my life I'm in, I have been super emotional, and I'm not mad at it, but it's been a minute since your girl been an emotional girl. Excuse me. But I don't know, I kind of like it. I kind of like being soft. And I tell my husband all the time that, like, he's kind of one of the reasons I'm so soft. He gives me a place. He's kind of like a safe place to me. He allows me to be vulnerable. And I joke with him sometimes, and I just be like, okay, I'm getting a little too soft. I got to go back to being, you know, a little tough, you know. But being in this, you know, I know people get tired of hearing it right now, but being in, like, this soft girl era, it is so healthy. Like, I'm telling y'all, like, I'm definitely still healing, but my good days are great. My last 2 weeks have been very difficult emotionally, but my good days definitely have been outweighing my bad days. And that's just why, like, I want to be an inspiration to somebody to just keep going. Don't give up. Don't give up. Today might not be the best day, but tomorrow could be your best day, literally. And I want to be like, look at me and my story. I don't feel like I have the best story, but I do feel like I am a living testimony. And I want you to know that your best day is coming. And your best day could be like coming real soon. I want to be able to show others that it is okay to live, that it is okay to grow, it is okay to feel the emotions. I'm still alive, and that is despite many years of like dealing with depression, dealing with anxiety, and like just the hardships that come with life. And I know like life has something good, you know, coming for me. Like, do not give up. And there are times when you feel like, you know, you're stuck in the mud. I want to let you know that you can take a break, but the ball, you're going to have to, you know, kick that ball and keep going. Like, take your break, you know, soak in all the emotions that you can. And I say that because at one point I feel like I was going through life just to, you know, I was just existing, but I wasn't living. And there's truly a difference. And so you have to always move forward. Like, and that's where that change come in. Take your break, enjoy it, but feel what you're feeling. And feel what you're feeling, because the feelings that we have is a crucial part of life. I don't feel like you can truly enjoy life if you're not getting your true emotions, and that's the being angry, the feeling happy, the feeling sad about something. Like, those are natural emotions that you must feel if you're going to be here. And I'm telling you, you have no option but to be here. You're valuable, you know, you're important. Like, you were created in God's vision. So don't give up. Like, I don't know, I just feel like that's my main story goal for this. I feel like I've been gone for so long that like me coming back, that's my motivation right now. It was commitment, but I feel like it's just don't give up. Like I said, I turned 24 this month. Like, I don't know, I'm happy right now. Also, wait, while you're on your healing journey or whatever, you know, season that you are in, if you can let go of things that aren't important, if they no longer serve you a purpose, let go of it. And I do want to stress that it is not an easy part of your journey to do, but it is crucial. Right now, my therapist is helping me to let go of seeing people in certain lights, or just simply just letting go of like things that does not matter. And I'm letting go of having a victim mindset. Since being out on my own and with my husband, I feel like people don't reach out and check on me. And although I'm blessed to be in a position where people feel like they don't need to check on me, a simple hey, how you doing won't hurt. And I do get that from my mom, and I love that, like I do. But to know like I'm that person, that friend, that cousin, you know, like I'm that person that always check in on people, it kind of hurts to not feel wanted. And so I'm learning that I'm not a victim. Like, she told me to say, I'm not a victim, I am victorious, you know. And so it's changing my mindset on how I react to certain scenarios. And so I'm learning to not be that victim and not play that victim role all the time, especially when it's a role where I can change the output or just the view that I have of a situation. So yeah, I guess that's kind of where my life is right now. We're definitely still growing. We definitely have to take one day at a time. Tomorrow isn't promised. And so with that, I'm definitely learning to enjoy today's wins, but I'm also learning to also enjoy the losses as well, because like I keep saying, every day isn't a good day, but you don't have to make it worse than what it actually is. Like, you don't have to drag it out. So yes, so don't give up. I love you. I'm proud of you. You're going to be something great. Don't let the world put you in a box and say you have to be something that you don't want to be. Be unique. Shine as bright as you can shine. And just, if anything, be you. Even if that means you're weird. Being weird is okay. And that's what I'm trying to teach my daughter to be. Even if you only have one friend or no friends, at least you know you can be you and be okay with that versus being somebody else and you're not happy with that. Like, be happy with who you are and love yourself if you can't do nothing else. Cause I find my way, I find my way. In bad times, I know I'll be okay. Cause I find my way. That brings us to the end of another episode. If you are hearing this message, you listened to this in its entirety, and for that, I would like to thank you. I hope you enjoyed this letter. If you did, please share with a friend that could benefit from this podcast. I can't wait to talk to you on the next entry.